With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Real estate brokers in Long Island City, New York, are seeing a buying frenzy, and they owe it all to Amazon. We'll have more in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Amazon.com and Alphabet's Google are planning to recruit thousands of employees in New York City, pitting the two companies against one another and other businesses for already scarce talent in the area. Amazon plans to bring more than 25,000 jobs to New York and another 25,000 to Northern Virginia. Google, meanwhile, says it plans to double its workforce in New York City to more than 14,000 workers over the next 10 years. Recruiters say the competition for talent will be stiff, but also that some of the job requirements will be different between the two companies. At the Wall Street Journal Tech DLive conference in Laguna Beach, California, the head of Alphabet's Waymo unit said it plans to launch its first commercial self-driving car service in the next 2 months. Waymo CEO John Krafcik said the new service will charge individual passengers for rides, as well as businesses such as Walmart, who want to pay to shuttle their customers to stores. Krafcik talked about Waymo's early rider program in Phoenix, which has used volunteers to test Waymo's self-driving vans.
We've been running since early last year, something called the Early Rider Program in Phoenix. So we announced this project in Phoenix. We went there and we told the good Phoenicians, people who live in Phoenix, that they'd have the opportunity to help craft the self-driving future, and would you be interested in some rides in Waymo self-driving vehicles? We had 20,000 hand raisers in a week, which was amazing. We selected 100 or so of them to start. We've got 400 of these so-called early riders now, and they've been wonderful pilot participants for us in helping us understand and craft all the subtleties that are required to make a self-driving service that really works. Right now, only these people have had access to the technology. They use an app. They're able to use this service to take them anywhere in our service area, which is the largest aspect of it right now is about 100 square miles. And with that app, they can move from point A to point B anywhere at any time, 24/7. Now we're at the point where we're going to expand this step by step, little by little, because this is a very long journey. It's a very challenging technology, and we're going to take our time. So over the course of the next couple of months, we're going to be opening it up to more folks and giving our early riders a little bit more autonomy in what they can do.
Krafcik says he expects businesses to be among Waymo's biggest customers. WeWork said Tuesday that its largest investor, Japanese conglomerate SoftBank, has committed an additional $3 billion to the shared office company, valuing it at about $45 billion. If completed, the deal would make New York-based WeWork the second most valuable U.S. startup behind Uber Technologies and ahead of Airbnb, according to Dow Jones Venture Source. Coming up, the real estate boom comes to Long Island City, New York, courtesy of Amazon.com. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. If there is one company on the face of the earth that can spark a real estate boom, it's Amazon.com. Amazon has selected Northern Virginia and Long Island City, New York, to be the locations for the company's split-second headquarters. But even before the decision, Amazon's interest in Long Island City had sparked a condo-buying frenzy in the area, located in the Queens Borough of New York. If it seems reminiscent of the pre-crash property boom, well, that's probably accurate. Joining us with more on the story is Wall Street Journal real estate reporter Josh Barbanel. Josh, you write that until recently, the Long Island City property market was pretty sleepy. When exactly did clients start flooding brokers with inquiries?
It was about a week ago when the first word came out that Amazon was close to a decision that might involve Long Island City. And it began almost immediately, like that night and the next morning. Brokers were getting calls from mostly investors at first who were looking to make offers on apartments. Later, people who were looking to live there themselves also got the idea and started showing up in significant numbers.
Yeah, how busy has this been for brokers? Demand must have, or inquiries must have grown exponentially.
It was incredibly busy. There were several stories predicting massive changes in both Long Island City and Virginia if this happened. And I kind of waited to see when we would get some documentation of this, actually proof that it was really happening. And that came rather quickly. By Thursday evening, I heard from a broker that all the appointments to look at apartments there through the weekend were filled, and there was no way they could get in except to go to open houses.
You describe one example, this building, I guess, is going up. It's the glass building that's going up on Jackson Avenue in Long Island City called the Gallery.
Yes, and there the sales manager gave me a week-by-week reporting on the weekly visitors. And in the week before this Amazon rumor emerged, they had 33 visitors or so for the entire week. In the week after, actually on the weekend after, they had 100 visitors, or nearly 100 visitors, who they saw in their sales office in groups and individually, and they turned away 63 people who left their names, and they weren't going to call them or have them come back after that.
And there is another broker that you talk about, this broker at Modern Spaces, and this person oversees sales at Court, I believe it
right.
is. It's an 8-story condominium that went on the market in August. And even before the decision went down, prices were expected to go up, and I think she sold 20 units via text.
Well, the head of the firm says his personal contacts, including people he hadn't seen in 7 or 8 years, had texted him and said, we're interested. And I don't know whether one owner wants to buy 10 of them or there were 20 individual purchasers, but he claimed to have, in essence, taken their offers and they were going to make deals. And we'll see what happens. At the Court, what actually happened is after they started seeing a lot of traffic, the developers began the process of increasing prices somewhat. Oh, we don't know how much yet. So that was a direct result of the Amazon intrigue before the announcement.
And there are hundreds of new condominiums on the market in Long Island City and, you know, dozens of resale apartments. And I imagine that business had been soft for these units and for these condos for quite a while because the market has been so sleepy until now.
Right. Long Island City, when they began residential development there about a decade or so ago, began as a condo neighborhood. And after 2008, it switched to doing rental buildings only. And only in the last year or two have developers began investing again in condominiums. And the market was, like other places in the city, was soft. And that reversed completely, 180%, when the rumors started circulating.
As mentioned before, Josh, one real estate agent told you it reminded him of New York's condo boom just before the market crashed in 2008.
Yeah, the idea was that it wasn't that before the crash. It was a period when there was a frenzy, and in some buildings had people lining up at the sales office before they opened on the first day with checks in hand for deposits. It's not quite like that yet, but they felt it went from being a buyer's market, it had been, to a very intensive seller's market all at once, and even before people were even sure that Amazon was going to make the move.
Aren't speculators and buyers hoping that Long Island City becomes, face it, the next Silicon Valley with all the amenities and prices going through the roof?
They're betting that the neighborhood will get a makeover in terms of reputation, at least. It has a lot of tall new buildings, but it's not that pretty a neighbor area, except along the waterfront, which is kind of where Amazon is going to move. And they're hoping the whole tone of the place will go up a few notches so that for someone who's not an investor, that you're buying real estate is always scary. And when there's a positive thing about to happen in the future, your downside risk is much lower, the broker said.
Well, Street Journal real estate reporter Josh Barbanel. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.